And good morning. I'm Pat Feldball. Welcome to WBFO's Press Pass. I am here with Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Good morning, Tim, and happy holidays.
Well, good morning, Pat. Happy New Year. We got a brand new year ahead of us, and we're all excited about that. So we've got a lot to talk about, I think, today.
Yes, we do. And I know that 2015 was a good year for the Film Commission.
You know, it was an amazing year for the Film Office. And I got to tell you, it's all started back in January, almost a year ago, when Will Gadd, this extreme mountain climbing or ice climbing sort of guy, came to Niagara Falls and climbed the side of Niagara Falls, which kicked off kind of this, you know, Arctic theme that we carry through the early winter. And then right after that, we had several movies shooting here, including A Prince for Christmas, which is making the rounds on Ion. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, we keep seeing East Aurora displayed throughout the world on Ion. And, I mean, it was just a perfect year to shoot that because we had snow, you know, piled super high, as you know, last year. And that's what they really wanted and needed for the backdrop. In fact, I got a nice little note from Fred Olin Ray, the director, over the Christmas holiday. And he was telling me that we were making the news in Los Angeles for our record high temperatures. So it's something, that I guess he's happy that he shot his Christmas movie last year.
Timing is everything.
It sure is. And then we had just so many other great movies this year, including the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and True Calling, which found Clint Eastwood's daughter, Kimber Eastwood, coming to Buffalo to work with Greg Robbins, a local producer here who's so good. And then Fred Olin Ray returned again to the area and shot Trial, another movie that should be out soon. You know, just a variety of other great movies, including a really nice one called Morning Sun. And that one was shot up in Lewiston a little later this, I guess it was back in September. It was in the middle of the fall there. So it's been a really, really good year for sure.
Now, that kind of busy schedule has really translated into some revenues, has it not?
Yeah, it's you know, when we look back, and of course you always try to assign, you know, numbers to these things, and with the assistance of the producers of these films and you know, television shows and so forth, we really do try to, you know, assign these numbers and talk about local spend. And this year we're somewhere between $18 and $19 million. You know, we still have to tie out the year yet, but it's significant, it for sure. And you know, $9 million or so of that is Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's still significant when you think of the rest of that, too. And it's just gigantic. And in fact, you know, another great thing that was done recently that made the rounds on ESPN was this 30 for 30 documentary sort of movie that was done here in Buffalo by NFL Films. And they just spent a fortune here, too. So, I mean, when you take a look at all these little projects that really weren't all that little, and you add them up, it comes out to a really nice sum total for sure. And we're really excited, too, because our county executive, Mark Polenkar, has allocated, you know, an additional sum of money to us this year, about $47,000, to help market us a little bit differently and a lot more. And so so we're going to be doing that, and I think those dividends will pay off for sure, thanks to Mark. So that's what it's all about. And as we know here, the secret, Buffalo and Western New York, Niagara Falls, we've got some amazing, amazing sights here to behold. And Hollywood has really noticed.
Well, Tim, we're out of time. I want to thank you for a great year of conversation and wish you a wonderful, happy, prosperous, healthy New Year.
And happy New Year to you, Pat, and all the great listeners out there on WBFO.
I'm Pat Feldball. You've been listening to Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. This is WBFO's Press Pass.